Andrew Cohen is a professor of engineering at Drexel University, and he helps researchers visualize how cells change over time. Cohen recently stopped by for our series, So What Do You Do?, where we pair researchers with laypeople for down-to-earth conversations. Philadelphia musician Keith Pierce asked Cohen,
So what do you do?
I'm an engineering professor, which means I teach and I do research.
Let's suppose you found yourself in a conversation, with a nervous autodidact. Maybe he took a wrong turn and started playing music instead of going to school. How would you describe what you do to that poor person? It's hypothetical, of course.
So I have a group of students that I work with. And the thing that we all like to do, really, is develop new math approaches and to build computer programs that let us better understand the sort of complex biology that cells exhibit during disease or during as humans develop, as we grow and as we age. And we do it by looking at movies. So it's really, really fun because we're able to look at cells that are alive inside a microscope. If you imagine that you're getting pictures even of a person over time, if I followed you around for a week with a camera and took a picture of you every 5 minutes, how would I share that data with the world? How would we explore that data and try to understand who you are, where you've been, and what you're doing in your life? Think of it as a sort of a crazy art exhibit. And so the most cost-effective way and one of the best, funnest ways to look at that kind of data is the same way that people play video games. So it's high-performance graphics so that we can see you maybe in 3D. We can look at how do you relate to the other musicians over time.
Can you describe how you actually capture the images?
I don't. So here's how my side of things work. I partner with biologists who capture this data, who are studying specific problems, but who need the computational help to be able to understand what the data is trying to tell them.
You get the images. What exactly do you do with them?
What do we do? So we process them. Right? We build our own computers, and they're awesome machines. The end product shows the image data, and it also shows our analysis of the data. So generally what we're doing is we're drawing on top of the data to show you what we think we're measuring.
Can you
help
me understand that a little more?
It's imagine that you were to get a cartoon, because it's a fun analogy, but to go in and circle the things that you think are interesting in every image frame and play that back in a way so that you could see the original stuff that you were given, but also so that your highlights, your marks of, well, look at this, in my case, it's look at this cell. Here it is at one time. Here it is a few minutes later. Here it is a few minutes after that. In many cases, when you look at cells, they're transparent.
Yeah.
And when you look at tissue, it's packed full of cells and all other structures. And so to be able to visualize things takes first in the imaging sense, so there is some magic that goes into being able to capture live cell movies inside a microscope. And even the data that comes out of there is really hard to see what's going on, particularly if it's a 3D movie. So the microscopes can actually image in 3D. So if you've seen 3D in the cinema, that's done by using two cameras, the same way that our eyes are sort of two vision points that are spread out a little bit, and that's what gives us the impression of stereo. But when the microscope images in 3D, it actually does it by focusing a laser at different depths in the tissue. So it's interrogating the tissue at all the different locations. So it's true 3D data. So when we look at it in 3D, it looks unbelievably amazing because it's not a simulated 3D done by two cameras, but it's the actual 3D information.
Could you give me an example of something you've already learned from this research?
I'm trying to think of what I can share. We have a few things that we're not quite ready to talk about yet. Here's the one of the most compelling ones, and one of the reasons I think I'm still working in this arena, is that in 2010, we discovered that you can very accurately predict what a stem cell is going to do when it divides, and you can do that while the cell is alive inside the microscope. So by watching how it moves and how its shape and appearance is changing over time, we can, almost 100% accurate, tell you what sorts of daughter cells it's going to produce after it divides. And that's a really powerful potential.
Do you put music into your animation?
That's an awesome question. I have tried a bunch of times Once I used a sound effect. Actually, it was a submarine noise.
Sonar?
No, the diving noise.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I played that once in the video, and it really surprised people. But overall, we have not found the right soundtrack, although recently it occurred to me that Deadmau5 was absolutely perfect for some of our stem cell movies. But if you'd like to compose something, I'd be very keen.
I would be very interested. We will exchange information upon the conclusion of this interview, for sure.
That'd be great.
All right. I thank Mr. Cohen for his time.
Thanks, Keith.
All right. Take care.